Welcome to Apple Pie Playground, where we serve up slices of healing for the heart. Stay tuned for a journey of transformation back to the divine inner child. Can you come out and play today?
Welcome, everybody, to Apple Pie Playground. I'm your host, Valerie. It is so good to be with you on what many celebrate around the world as a holy week of sorts. And I hope that family is near today. And if not, we can hang out together and be family today. What do you say? You, me, and BBS, and we want to say thank you so much, BBS, for being with us. We love you so much, BBS. I have been waiting patiently to share a great teaching together today. And I've done a lot of research into the very best translation of Christ's perspective on our good work as a humanity. Yes, I've done a lot of exegesis on it, as it were, and he is credited in any number of sermons as laying out his vision for the children of God. And so I was inspired to search for the best textual information on the topic. And I think I have found one of the best translations of Christ's central message of choosing the kingdom within as a guide for our lives as we move through this human journey. And I wanted to remind us all in the plainest language possible what Easter actually may be all about. And that's just my presumption, but it was a super fun presumption to make, and the research was very fun as well. We know that dark actors were determined to make this story unfold as an ending. But you know what? It unfolded as a beginning instead, didn't it? And we continue what began. Only we're learning to remember it as Christ would have wanted us, through clear eyes and energetic hearts that have the capacity to understand our world as divine energy and spiritual flow, all of us together as a unified consciousness that connects us, right, to a source creator. And you know, we like to talk about that all the time. It's language that we like to keep in mind. And for some of us, if we keep saying it enough, maybe we will start to believe it in ourselves. And how extraordinary to give ourselves that opportunity to believe such glorious, wondrous possibility about who we really are. We know what we know, right? And we're learning more each time we sit down and get quiet, right? So today, if you have somebody special with you today, children or grandchildren or other family members or friends, we can always invite them to sit with us and listen to a fairly special translation of biblical teachings today. We're going to talk about our good work as spirits in human bodies. Eternal beings of light, having a human experience, and relying on the spirit within to keep us aligned with our source, right, as we play our part in this changing of an age from dark to light, right, from dark to light. And we all have our parts. We are all a piece to this extraordinary puzzle of a golden age that is dawning. And you look out to the television screen or through the radio or you listen to a conversation and things don't feel that way necessarily. But I can tell you, and I think that we probably know, energetically, we know that things are moving right along. Energetically, we feel the shift. We can feel it. And so we do not despair. We are moving from dark to light. There's just no question about it. We feel it in our spirits. We know it's true. We're helping it along. We just don't doubt it at all. And we're moving into a new way of co-creating our experiences together. Right? We're finished with the days of the dimming of our light, and we're moving forward into something of a celestial reordering of sorts, right? So let me turn our attention to our special reading today, and we'll listen in for Christ's message, right? To see what we can hear. Are we ready? Okay, here we go. Congratulations! Today is your day. You're off to great places. You are off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own. And you know what you know, and you are the guy who'll decide where to go. You'll look up and down streets, look 'em over with care. About some you will say, I don't choose to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not so good street. And you may not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town. It's opener there in the wide open air. Out there, things can happen, and frequently do, to people as brainy and footsie as you. And when things start to happen, don't worry. Don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening too. Oh, the places you'll go. You'll be on your way up. You'll be seeing great sights. You'll join the high flyers who soar to high heights. You won't lag behind because you'll have the speed. You'll pass the whole gang and you'll soon take the lead. Wherever you fly, you'll be best of the best. Wherever you go, you will top all the rest. Except when you don't, because sometimes you won't. I'm sorry to say so, but sadly, it's true that bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You can get all hung up in a prickly perch, and your gang will fly on. You'll be left in a lurch. You'll come down from the lurch with an unpleasant bump, and the chances are then that you'll be in a slump. And when you're in a slump, you're not in for much fun. Unslumping yourself is not easily done. You will come to a place where the streets are not marked. Some windows are lighted, but mostly they're darked. A place you could sprain both your elbow and chin. Do you dare stay out? Do you dare go in? How much can you lose? How much can you win? And if you go in, should you turn left or right in three quarters, or maybe not quite, or go around back and sneak in from behind. Simple it's not, I'm afraid you'll find, for a mind maker upper to make up his mind. You can get so confused that you'll start in to race down long wiggled roads at a breaknecking pace and grind on for miles across weirdish wild space, headed, I fear, toward a most useless place. The waiting place. For people just waiting. Waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or waiting around for a yes or no, or waiting for their hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting. Waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for wind to fly a kite, or waiting around for Friday night, or waiting perhaps for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break, or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig that curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. No, that's not for you. Somehow you'll escape all that waiting and staying. You'll find the bright places where boom bands are playing. With banner flip-flapping, once more you'll ride high, ready for anything under the sky, ready because you're that kind of guy. Oh, the places you'll go, there is fun to be done. There are points to be scored. There are games to be won. And the magical things you can do with that ball will make you the winningest winner of all. Fame. You'll be famous as famous can be, with the whole wide world watching you win. On TV. Except when they don't, because sometimes they won't. I'm afraid that sometimes you'll play lonely games too, games you can't win 'cause you'll play against you. All alone. Whether you like it or not, alone will be something you'll be quite a lot. And when you're alone, there's a very good chance you'll meet things that scare you right out of your pants. There are some down the road between hither and yon that can scare you so much you won't want to go on. But on you will go. Though the weather be foul, on you will go. Though your enemies prowl, on you will go. Though the hackin' cracks howl, and onward up many a frightening creek. Though your arms may get sore, and your sneakers may leak. On and on you will hike, and I know you'll hike far and face up to your problems, whatever they are. You'll get mixed up, of course, as you already know. You'll get mixed up with many strange birds as you go. So be sure when you step, step with care and great tact. And remember that life's a great balancing act. Just never forget to be dexterous and deft, and never mix up your right foot with your left. And will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed. Kid, you'll move mountains. So, be your name, Buxom or Bixby or Bray, or Mordecai Alley Van Allen O'Shea. You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So, get on your way. And so that's my translation for our Easter message. What did you think? And of course, that's called Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. And I have to tell you, there's absolutely nothing better I could find to fit the description of what I think today is all about, friends. And I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I have been waiting to read that to special people, and I had you in mind. And I love you so much, and I wanted to read that to you today, and I hope it brought a smile. We have mountains to move, friends, don't we? Now, how is it that faith, as little as a mustard seed, can move a mountain? How is that possible? Have we thought about it? Well, what did our translation say that we just read? Do you remember? Step with care and great tact. And remember that life's a great balancing act, right? Just never forget to be dexterous and deft and never mix up your right foot with your left. And I think that's such great advice, don't you? We tend to think that the mustard seed is the secret to moving large, domineering objects out of our way. You know, there has to be some special secret in a thing so small, right? Rendering insignificant a problem so big as we can have. And how is that possible? How is that possible? An idea so small that it's huge, and one that's so easy that it's hard to wrap our head around. What are we really being asked to do here, having the faith of a mustard seed? Right? Life is a great balancing act. That's our exegesis for the day, so to speak, right? And it's what we talk about all the time, isn't it? Bringing our energies into balance. And it's not just lip service, right? It's not just lip service. Balancing our bodies and our brains and our emotions and our spirits, that's a lot of work. And what happens when we can do it, right? When we can achieve this, well, we find alignment, right? We're at ease, we're at peace, we have clarity and calm and positive outlook, and we lose the need to judge, even to judge ourselves, right? Which is the worst kind of judgment, really, that we could possibly have, and we probably don't even realize it. That a lot of the way that we judge the world really starts inside with judgment that we have already made about ourselves, right? We've already made that judgment, and it just ripples out into the world. You know, we lose the need to fix things and grieve things and regret things and suffer things when we are able to find this alignment of all of the energies in our body, and balance becomes our peace, doesn't it? It is our energy harmonized and flowing through a body. It is a body that is fully operational, and that's really our goal, isn't it? We are unified with our source. And friends, when that happens, believe it or not, mountains disappear, right? Mountains disappear. The faith of mustard seeds, that can move mountains causes them to disappear. They disappear because we don't see them on our horizon anymore, do they? We don't see them on our horizon anymore. Yes, problems exist. Sadness comes and we can let it come and we can sit with it and let it go, right? Anger, frustration comes, we sit with it, we let it go. Fear comes, we sit with it, we let it go. It's not so easy to move some of our mountains, though, out of our view, is it? But how much bigger do they get when we're remembering them and the memories won't give us any peace? Or we're fearing what the future might hold and we're planning for big mountains out there in the future, and voila, there they are. I have had to sit down at the bottom of my mountain this week. I had to sit down at the bottom of my mountain this week, friends. And I get it. And I get you, and I get the task that can be truly daunting. Can we decide to sit down and be ourselves one moment at a time, right? And look at that horizon in front of us and observe it with compassion, right? And without judgment. And see how it is that the mountains in our way can be moved by our attentiveness to our conscious awareness and the needs that we have to align that awareness in our bodies and our minds and with our spirits, right? If mustard seeds were moments and mountains were time, couldn't we choose a different horizon line? Right? Sometimes the space between a breath and a problem can be profound. And it can change everything, that space in between a deep breath and a problem. And if we haven't tried it, I want to recommend it. So a question might be, just how do we create the luxury, and it is a luxury, right, of staying present in our beingness, moment to moment, right? How do we do that and get anything done? How do we do that standing in front of a huge mountain, right? Did our translation that we just read say anything about that at all? And I think maybe it might have. Did you hear it in there, the message? It said, we don't mix up our right foot with our left. And what does that mean in real terms? Well, can it mean that each present moment unfolds in the wake of the choices that we make? Isn't that a matter of what the Tao calls right action? Right? Is it possible that in the clarity of a balanced mind and body and spirit, we can make better decisions, being more fully present in the moment? And when we make better choices, then our actions follow as better action, doesn't it? And our right action yields far less mountain to climb. What do you think? Less anxiety, maybe, less fear, maybe less dread, less frustration, less error, less judgment, maybe more compassion, more empathy, maybe more forgiveness, and greater evolution. So what do we mean by right action? Because we do talk about it. What do we mean by right action? We talk about intentions needing to be powered by actions. Well, what are we talking about? That's the question. The Tao talks about actions having a flow to them that comes from energetic or spiritual alignment. And then actions come effortlessly, right? Without doubt. Without fear, because intentions were harmonious and aligned, and so therefore actions that follow are aligned. Well, what are they aligned by? Well, intentions and subsequent actions are aligned by what the Tao calls the three treasures. The three treasures: simplicity, patience, and compassion. Those are the three treasures that ensure intentions and actions are aligned, right? Then we can act in alignment and our behavior reflects right action. When our action is an action of simplicity, when it is an act of patience and an act of compassion, right? Then we are living in relationship to everything around us. We are living in relations to all things through the lenses of patience and clarity and selflessness, right? That means we aren't pushing, right? We're not pushing for things to happen. We aren't pulling, right? We aren't pulling on things. We're not holding them back. Right? No pressure. And that's not easy sometimes, is it? No pushing, no pulling. That can be hands off, can be kind of a hard thing, right? So, fun fact, did we know that mountains symbolize the spiritual touch point between heaven and earth? Right? Did we know that? That's sort of a symbolic kind of way that a lot of literature looks at mountains. So when we see mountains in art and we see mountains in literature, that we're generally going to see something of a spiritual touch point, which is this relationship between heaven and earth, right? Did we know that? Did we know that a mustard seed is often referred to as a symbol for the kingdom of heaven? And we know that Christ focused much of his work on messages about the kingdom within, right? The kingdom within. So the seed is planted and it grows into fullness, right? Into the fullness of source consciousness. That's our kingdom within. And this conscious awareness, this ability to hold God's source energy within the body, to be unified with God and our spirit together in this physicality, is the force that unifies the heavens and the earth. Do we see that? Does that make sense? Our spiritual self is unified with our physical. That's really what we're doing. That is really what Christ is talking about when he talks about the kingdom of heaven within ourselves and how to harmonize that. Are we harmonizing our physical experience with our spiritual? Are we building a kingdom within, right? Are we inviting the energies of God all around us, right? It's all around us to move into our beingness, to abide inside us and light us up energetically, right? To move through our bodies. That's the whole idea, right? To move through our nervous system, to help our energetic points of energy align within this body, to become a light. Right? A lamp at the feet of others because we are so energetically tuned to our spiritual expression, Right, we are so tuned in that we are, we're lit up energetically. We are lamps at the feet of others who need us to show them the way. Right, we are lamps. We are lights unto the world. Lamps at the feet of others, folks who need us to show the way. Right, that's the metaphor. Lots of metaphors today. Right, beautiful, powerful metaphors. And in doing these things, will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. Right? And we just read that in the book. And remember, oh, the places you'll go. There's fun to be done. And I just wonder if we can get ourselves to a point in life where we can change our horizon, right? We can change our line of sight for smoother sailing, for more joy, right? Can building a kingdom within and taking right action guide us toward greater peace and more joy, so there are fun things to be done as our passions guide us? And I say, why, of course, that's the meaning of life. We didn't come down here to experience humanity so that we could be sad and upset and stressed and struggle. That's not why we came. Now, the dark didn't want us here for those reasons. And maybe we reintegrated or reincarnated into bodies through something of a very dark agenda that would feed off of energies of suffering. But no more, friends. We're here now together changing things. And we are in search of our joy. And we are motivated by our passion. And that changes everything. That changes the horizon, friends. That changes the horizon. It is the dawning of a new day. How exciting that truly is. And that really is an awareness that's so delightful to me, because I have had something of a week of fairly difficult, overwhelming sensations of emotion. Things like abandonment for no reason over the last few days, and maybe you have too. And I'm not sure. Maybe it's the season. I know we are experiencing lots of energy. There is a lots of stuff going on celestially. There's lots of good work being done on many, many levels of our beautiful cosmic good work right now. Lots being done, a lot of alignment moving through, lots of cleanup going on, lots of energy, lots of evolution, lots of stirring and churning. You better believe it. And the thing about emotion is that it may not make sense to us the time that we're feeling it. And that certainly was me this week. I just could not make sense of a lot of the emotion coming through, and that's not an unnatural. Okay, that's not an unnatural. So the question is, what do we do with big emotion that fills us like it can do, right? How do we get the cortisol down in our bodies when stress overwhelms us? How do we recover from a bad day? Right? How do we turn it around? What do we do? Well, I want to share something recommended to me that is absolutely fabulous for changing my mood, because it changes brain waves. And I call it Alpha Brain Meditation, right? Because that's how it was recommended to me. And I am so grateful for the recommendation. I'm a real fan. I recommend it highly, and I just want to talk to you a little bit about Alpha Brain Meditation. It's so easy, but wow, very, very powerful. I can say that for sure. Okay. Nothing has ever aligned my nervous system so quickly as this, right? So I want to share with you alpha brain meditation. It's not a new thing. And many a mentor like mine, lots of mentors out there teaching these wonderful, wonderful practices. And I want to share with you what I've learned. So what I do is sit down with an audio clip, right? It's a music video that plays alpha waves, and it's alpha waves music. So it's an underlying alpha wave binaural beat is what it's called, a binaural beat. And it's an alpha wave that moves through music, and it's from 8 to 12 hertz. So that's what you want to look for. You want to look for alpha wave music, 8 to 12 hertz, okay? And there are numerous audios on YouTube to choose from, and you're looking for binaural beats that create deep calm, so calm that your brain waves actually change by listening. That is the goal here. And the thing about binaural sound is that the music plays a variation of frequencies in each ear. Okay, so each ear hears a slightly different frequency. And the result is that the brain resynchronizes into alpha waves. Okay, if you are into gamma waves or beta waves and there's stress going on and your body's just overloaded with cortisol, sit down, do a little bit of alpha music meditation, resynchronize your brain pattern into alpha waves, right? Into calm alertness, relaxed focus, and you will be amazed. Super easy. Free music on YouTube, lots to choose from. And what I do is I am putting on 20 to 30 minutes of alpha wave music, 8 to 12 hertz. And I do this other thing as well. And I have added this other activity on as I sort of meditate with this music. And the results are just so fascinating to me and really interesting. And I want to recommend the process. What I do is I will sit down with a journal and a pen, and I will allow whatever thoughts or impressions or images might arise in my mind just to arise. And I just allow whatever comes up to come up, and I get quiet. And I start by observing my breath, right, as a focal point as I'm going into this meditation with this music. And very quickly, the music just sweeps me up. And what I do is sit with this journal that I have. And when highly vivid images come into focus, I just record them. And wow, it's powerful that things come up. It's very, very cool. So a couple simple steps and we can very quickly change our mental health. Literally, we can very quickly change our total mental patterning. And isn't it worth it to get into the habit of recognizing the stress level in our bodies and saying, wait a minute, I can change the patterning in my brain, and I'm going to sit down and I am going to do that. That's an extraordinary thing for us to decide to take the power back and to realign ourselves cognitively that way. 30 minutes changes your whole nervous system. Okay, it changes the whole nervous system. It realigns everything. Lots of alpha wave music on YouTube. I highly recommend it. Okay, so how do we find a better event horizon? We go alpha with binaural beats. And I think that's going to help us move the mountains that we are needing to move. And at least I think it's a really great start. And I highly recommend it. But just so you know, Sitting down to regular silent meditation also creates alpha waves. You're doing the same thing, right? You're doing the same thing. So if you're enjoying your regular practices, no worries. The benefit is absolutely there too, right? And so no worries about that. And speaking of regular practices, we usually like to do some expressive play together on Sunday afternoons. But friends, it's been a while. So what do you say we check in with our subconscious mind and see what it might be doing right now? You want to? The idea of staying in touch with our subconscious mind is to be able to gently begin to reprogram the automatic responses that might actually be holding a lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of past experiences that we may have, some trauma in there, whatever might be in those subconscious suitcases that we open up every now and then. And make no mistake, okay, the subconscious mind is interactive. Okay, the subconscious mind is interactive. It wants to talk to you. And it guides the conscious mind in something of a feedback loop, actually. And the subconscious mind feeds the conscious mind a continuous flow of information. And that includes a lot of emotional responses that we have. So the subconscious is actually responsible for most of our behavior. Something like over 95% of our behavior is unconscious. And that really tells us why it's super important to increase our work with our conscious awareness, because it turns out that the subconscious mind has a messaging system all its own and it uses it, right? The subconscious is responsible for a lot of our intuition, our emotional gut feelings that we have, our recurring thought patterns, and our dreams. Right? Our dreams are formed in the subconscious mind. And apparently, there are certain indicators that our subconscious mind is trying to message us. Let me give you an example. When we make a decision that we are intuitively happy with, this is the subconscious mind at work. Right? Most of our true emotions are inextricably linked to our subconscious minds, and they represent the most authentic version of who we are. So, when we make an intuitive decision and we're really happy about it, that happiness is a most deeply held version of us. Even if it doesn't make sense, or even if our choice wasn't the best choice, we are still at our happiest. And even when our voice of reason isn't very satisfied with the decision we made, we are still at our most authentically happiest self. And it's actually the same when we get an uneasy feeling, right? The subconscious mind is actually a lot better at picking up on danger than our conscious minds are, and better at manipulating the body too, right? Let me give you an example. Anxiety attacks. These feelings of anxiety are coming from the subconscious mind. Something subconsciously has triggered a deep feeling of anxiety, and it takes a lot of work at the conscious level, a lot of conscious reflection to be able to trace the causes a lot of time for things like anxiety. most of which are from negative past experiences that happen to be wreaking havoc on our brain, right? The conscious mind will tell itself that there's absolutely no reason to panic or have any anxiety at all. But the subconscious mind is going to run with it, right? And we know who wins a lot of the time. This happens in many circumstances, even to the point of self-sabotage. Do we see that? Do we see how self-sabotage, unfortunately, works its way in, whether we want it to or not? And it takes a lot of effort to reprogram serious issues in the subconscious mind. It's sort of why conscious awareness practices are so, so vital. Do we see that? It takes a lot, actually, when we are trying to retrain and re-inspire the subconscious mind with a different version of ourselves, right? So you remember how I mentioned using journaling with the alpha wave meditation was so, so helpful? Well, journaling is a very powerful way to rewire the subconscious, okay? By allowing what comes to the surface and then reframing it consciously. Do we see that? Also, it's a really good practice to use the first 2 hours of our day to rewire passive information flow in our brain. And that really optimizes the rest of our day, because what we've done is we have consciously reframed any passive kind of information flow. We've refocused it into what is intentional information, right? So let's say we start with positive affirmations, and maybe we add some practices of gratitude, and we take a moment to sort of check our emotions and intend our emotions for our highest, most positive kind of experience. And then maybe we set out specific intentions for our day, right? So what we're doing with all of these things the first 2 hours after we wake up is we are planting mental seeds that will unconsciously grow throughout the day. Do you see what I'm talking about? So why don't we take a minute and practice a little visualization together? Let's go in and see what the subconscious mind is up to today. You want to? This exercise is called my mental treasure map. Okay, we are making a mental treasure map. It's a very highly sensory kind of activity, right? Mental treasure map. We can do this anytime we want to, anytime we might be feeling unfocused, or we might want to realign a goal or an intention, right? Maybe something first thing in the morning to set our conscious awareness integrated into the subconscious mind, right? With our goal or our intention for the day. And the idea is to do this daily for maybe a quick 10 minutes. 10 or 15 minutes to move our goal into a subconscious patterning, right? A repatterning of the subconscious mind. We align the subconscious mind with our goals. Do we see that? So we're going to create a mental treasure map where we visualize our desired future for just a few minutes. And ideally, we'll do this 10 to 15 minutes a day, right? To align our subconscious with our goals. Now, this is a sensory experience, so we'll use the five senses as much as we can to do this visualization, right? And we're going to perform this visualization with a goal that we have for ourselves. And if we don't exactly have a goal, We can create an intention and develop that in our activity, okay? So if you're ready, let's jump in and do a little bit of work with our subconscious mind. It's mental work, so we don't need our notebooks because we are visualizing, right? And it can work wherever we are. So let's take a minute and get into our goal or our intention, right? We're going to set our intention. Our eyes are closed, or they could be open and undirected, looking at forward in an undirected kind of way. That's okay too. Eyes are closed. And in our mind's eye, we are developing a goal. And that goal will be represented by an object in our mind's eye. Okay? It can be a symbolic object, or it can be an actual object of our goal. So, do we see the object of our goal or our intention? Do we see our goal and the object that represents our goal? Let's look closely at this object in our mind. And let's ask ourselves, what is the object used for? What is the object used for? What is the function of this object? And what is the object made of? What is the object made of? And how might this object be symbolic of our goal? How might this object be symbolic? And as we're looking at the object, how much does the object weigh? How much does the object weigh? And what color is the object? What color is the object? And does the object have a smell? Is there a smell associated with using this object or the environment that this object is in right now? Is there a smell associated? What emotion are you feeling right now? What emotion are you feeling right now in the environment where this object is as you are setting your goal and reaching your goal? And how does it feel to touch this object right now? How does it feel to touch this object? Imagining that you have reached your goal right now. What do your surroundings look like? What do your surroundings look like right now as you are reaching your goal? What do your surroundings look like? Try to get as detailed as you can. Every detail helps us as we move this information into our subconscious. Every detail helps us get as detailed as we can about the environment we're in. How are we feeling right now? How are we feeling right now in this environment where we have reached our goal? And where are we right now? Where are we right now? What are you doing in this environment, in this scene that you've created? What are you doing right now? And who's with you in this scene in your mind's eye? Who might be with you right now? And what else could you include to make the moment even better? What else could you include in this special moment that could make it even better? And so take a mental picture of the scene you've painted in your mind. Take a mental picture, a mental snapshot of the scene you've painted in your mind, with the purpose of reminding yourself throughout your day of the goal that you have made. And now, with this mental picture in our mind, we can open our eyes. We can open our eyes. How did that go, friends? And we can do that for a few minutes every single day, right? It aligns our subconscious tendencies with our conscious intentions. And I'm so glad you tried the visualization technique out. And I hope you were able to make a very vivid snapshot of your goal. And I hope that you can think about it as you go through your day. And I hope maybe there's another goal or intention that you could use visualization on tomorrow and try it out and maybe make it a habit. You know, everything worth our time and attention takes effort, and we know this is true. Until we can cultivate enough conscious awareness to remain present throughout our day, moment to moment, and that takes time and practice, and that's okay. We'll get there, right? We will get there. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today, friends, and spending time together on such a special day. I had a lot of fun, but it's time for me to go. And thank you, BBS. And so, everyone, until next time.
Time to head home, friends. Thanks for being a part of today's journey. We'll see you back on the playground next Sunday at 1 p.m. Central Time on bbsradio.com. Make sure to subscribe if you enjoyed the show. Find us on Telegram and X to share your insights on topics today. Your input heals the child in us all.